The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Stephen Hines, author of Zombie Fabulous, Rebirth Defect, and Valedictorian USA. And you, my friends, are listening to the PBD Cast with John Orlando. Soak it up, suckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PBD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 157. I hope you're doing well out there as you're listening to this great episode. And man, oh man, I'm just going to say it probably for the millionth time, but what an amazing weekend I just had. That's right, Wizard World Columbus was so much fun. And you probably know that because you've been checking out the Facebook page of the PBD Cast or following me on Twitter or whatnot. I'm going to have a Wizard World wrap-up edition of the PBD Cast, so maybe I'll just hold on to some of the stories and some of the highlights until that episode next week. But let's talk about this week's episode. I have a fellow podcaster joining me, Bobby Fisher. He's the host of two independently produced podcasts here in Central Ohio. The first one, Nerdfic Strangers, where he and his co-hosts talk about comics, wrestling, video games. You can find it by going to nerdficstrangers.com. That's N-E-R-D-F-E-C-T, strangers.com. He also has another very interesting podcast called The Wrestling Time Machine, which, as you're going to hear, is probably a very, very involved podcast. There's a lot of work that you got to do to get on that podcast. And when you're on the podcast, you got a lot of work to do. But I'll let Bobby explain all of that. So right quick, I'm going to get to the Audible ad and then I'll throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you'll hear Bobby Fisher and I talking about podcasting. But let me remind you as to who brought you this podcast today. Our sponsor, of course, is Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PBDcast. As you know, Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PBD Cast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. You can check out a book about anything, literally almost anything. Whether you're into podcasting, you're into pro wrestling, you're into video games, you're into comics, no matter the topic, no matter your interest, I guarantee you Audible has a book for you. So to download your free audiobook today, just go to audibletrial.com/PBDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PBDcast to get your hands on a free audiobook. So with that, ladies and gents, we'll go to a quick break. On the other side of the break, Bobby Fisher and I talk podcasting, so stick around. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting down here this afternoon with Mr. Bobby Fisher. Bobby, you're the man behind two podcasts, Nerdfic Strangers, and I said that correctly, right?
Yep, Nerdfic Strangers.
And the Wrestling Time Machine podcast, and thanks for coming on the PBD Cast. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. You know what? I was a little bit hesitant if I got that correct, Nerdfic, because it's a play of Perfect Strangers, which, by the way, that is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit of a play on the whole idea of Perfect Strangers. When we first started ruminating on doing this podcast, me and the original co-host, Jonathan, didn't really know each other all that well outside of the occasional conversation on Facebook. So the whole idea was it was a good opportunity for us to sort of get to know one another. So somebody suggested that name and it really just kind of stuck.
All right. Were you a fan of the old 80s sitcom, Perfect Strangers, or...
Perfect Strangers was a little bit before my time, and I say that as somebody who's like a fan of bad sitcoms. Like, I grew up watching what was it, Wings?
Oh, Wings. Whatever. Wings was a good. That was a good sitcom. I mean, it was cheesy, but it was good for the time.
Yeah, Wings was great. You had whatever sitcom it was with Thomas Hayden Church and Deborah Messing.
Oh yeah, what was that? Crap, man. It was it was after Wings for him, and it was before Will and Grace for her.
Yeah. You had that, and then there was another sitcom, I can't remember. It wasn't Step by Step, but it was kind of like one of those like ensemble sitcoms where the whole like shtick is, this is a giant family. Families don't normally come this big.
Oh, man. 80s sitcoms. Man, oh, man. Yeah. I wish I could say that I still love The Cosby Show as much as I did as a kid, but, well, you know.
Yeah.
There's that. Anyways.
It doesn't age that well.
That's right. Well, let's talk about Nerdfic Strangers first, then we'll talk about the Wrestling Time Machine podcast. So sure. You do have some co-hosts for Nerdfic Strangers. You want to show them some love, if you will?
Oh, absolutely. Our current co-hosts, it's myself and Jerry Whitworth. If you're looking for them on Twitter, you can find them at Barnivous. That's Barnivous. And my other co-host is the ever-talented Kenny Taylor. His Twitter handle, I have to pull it up, but while I'm pulling it up, you know, on Nerdfic Strangers, we talk wrestling, movies, video games, comics. We just did a really big like Avengers episode where
I listened to a little bit of that, and man, I got to tip my hat to you guys. That went, what, 2.5 hours almost?
Yeah, that was that wound up being a lot longer of an episode because we wound up talking, like, it was first just meant to be like, okay, we're going to sit and talk Infinity War, kind of go over our thoughts and everything, and we kind of wound up delving into Black Panther too because we had all just kind of seen that. So we wound up really kind of delving real deep into that, and that's kind of what I wanted to do with that particular episode. Was normally we try to have like guests on, mm-hmm. where we help promote like different projects that they might be working on, as far as like different comics or whatever. We have that. We always try to have guests on to promote stuff because we want to try to give back to the community. And sometimes we do take a break from that and just have some kind of like separate episodes, especially if it's been a while since we've, say, for example, like last recorded. Sometimes, unfortunately, we run into situations where it's like, we can't really record this week because we got other kind of like life stuff going on.
Yeah, I understand wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and I just got Kenny's information. You can find him on Twitter at Dr. The Kenye. It's doctor, just, you know, how you normally spell doctor, TheKenye. You can find him on Twitter there.
Well, I just commented that 2.5 hours, that's a marathon, man. Did you guys take a break? Break kayfabe? Did you go like, all right, time out, I have to piss, I gotta go, we gotta take a time out? Or did you go straight through 2.5 hours?
No, that was a straight 2.5 hours.
I commend you guys.
Yeah. Generally, we usually go about that long. We generally plan for it. I spend, you know, my day job is basically telephone customer service, so I'm used to that.
Okay.
So we kind of plan around that. It can be sometimes, a little exhausting. I mean, by the time we're done with the show, we're all kind of wiped out, but it's still a lot of fun.
Yeah, most definitely. And you guys have, for Nerdfic Strangers, you have 61 episodes, and which, you know, somebody just mentioned this to me last fall, that the average podcast lasts like 10 or 12 episodes and that's it. to me, that's awesome when you have somebody that's dedicated, that finds it to be a passion and they have fun doing it and they, you know, crank out as many episodes as they can. So that to me is another big tip of the hat to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we do our best. We have been doing this for a couple years. You know, we have some things that we try to do to keep things fun. Like generally about every year for right around Halloween time, we do some like MST3K style. We'll do an MST3K style episode where we watch just like a really bad movie and riff on it. We've done Jaws 3D. I think we did Tremors 5. I mean, some of these movies are just bad.
Oh, man. Jaws 3D. That is pretty bad. Though I think... Now, Jaws 3D is the one where he got stuck in SeaWorld.
Yeah, basically, okay. Like a water park, yeah.
Yeah, that one I don't think is as bad as the fourth one, where the shark, like, premeditated murders Michael Caine's family.
Yeah, after the first one, there's not...
No.
I mean, none of them are good.
No, you are correct on that. Anyways, so where can folks check out Nerdfix Strangers? Before I forget, because I'm notorious for forgetting.
Oh, yeah.
That, so.
Absolutely. People can follow us on Twitter at Nerdfix Strangers. It's just at NF Strangers on Twitter. And you can actually, we do have an official website, nerdfixstrangers.com. We have columns that we put up there. I work on a separate Wrestling Time Machine column that I do pretty regularly there. And Jerry's always writing stuff like comics stuff, show reviews, that sort of thing, up on the Nerdfix Strangers website. So we have the Nerdfix Strangers website. We can also be found on iTunes and Podbean. That's the hosting site that we use for the podcast, but they have like their own, say, like listening app and everything.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Wrestling Time Machine as well, because you just mentioned it's a column as well as a podcast.
Yes.
Could you describe to the listeners what this podcast and or column is all about?
It's a little complicated, but I'll try to explain. So I didn't get into professional wrestling seriously probably until about the year 2000, like late 2000, 2001. Okay. I would have been probably 12-ish.
Okay.
And so I had missed the entire Attitude Era.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Pretty much. All right. I mean, there was, growing up, there was stuff that, like, I kind of absorbed it through osmosis, or it was kind of like in the background. Like, I can remember hanging out at Kmart and seeing, like, collector's cups with Bill Goldberg and Sting on them and, you know, seeing kids with, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin or DX shirts and not really knowing anything about what any of that was, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, 2000, 2001 is when I really started getting into wrestling. And now that the WWE Network is a thing, it seemed like it would be a really fun idea to kind of go back and watch a lot of the legendary Attitude Era with, from a fresh perspective. You know, a lot of these guys I was kind of familiar with, like Sting. I've always been intrigued by Sting, but I never really got to watch him wrestle outside of the occasional TNA appearance. Okay. And that's back when he first started with TNA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys like Raven, for example. I was always a big Raven fan when he was in WWE and TNA, and I never got to familiarize myself with, say, like his ECW work.
Which is phenomenal. That storyline with Tyler leaving the Sandman for his...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it's emotional storytelling,
mm-hmm.
which is not something a lot of people, I think, kind of think about, like when they think about ECW.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I thought it would be fun to kind of go back and watch a lot of this Attitude Era wrestling with sort of a fresh perspective on it. And so a couple years ago, I kind of started doing this. And I got into it deeper and wanted to take it a little bit more seriously, just in so much that I wanted to do something with it. Right. And so at an event last year, this would have been right around last August. This was in Sellersville, Pennsylvania, and shout out to Excellence Professional Wrestling in Sellersville. They and some of the wonderful folks at Chikara put together this sort of like fandemonium event is what they called. And the whole idea was you could sign up for a class in something to do with wrestling, basically.
Really?
Yeah. If you were a wrestler, you know, there was going to be a training seminar hosted by Mike Quackenbush. If you wanted to get into refereeing, there was going to be a seminar for that. And there was also going to be a seminar for ring announcing led by the incomparable Vlad Radunov from Chikara. And so I wanted to sign up for the ring announcing because I've always wanted to do something with my passion for professional wrestling. I guess if I get into wrestling, I want to do something where I'm not putting myself at a great risk. Because wrestling is great. It's just, I'm almost, like, I'm going to be 30 this year, right?
Yes.
And
the body doesn't heal. Is that what you're going to say? The body doesn't heal?
Yeah, exactly.
I gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've already got enough, like, bills and medical woes already, so I don't need anything on top of that. Mm-hmm. So, like, getting into something a little bit more tertiary where it's, say, like, ring announcing or managing or booking or writing, that's a little bit more my speed. Because even if, like, let's say I got into a role as a manager, there's considerably less bumps there than as a wrestler.
Correct.
Right?
Correct, yes.
So, I took this class on ring announcing with Vlad, taught by Vlad Radunov, and it was great. It was phenomenal. And I'll see if I can maybe try to find a video to link to you.
Okay. All right.
While I'm telling this story. So we're in Sellersville and I meet this wonderful other young lady who's taking the class, Leith Gray. And she is, you know, she's kind of in the same boat. She's really passionate about professional wrestling. Really cool lady. And we get to know each other and we start following each other on Twitter. And probably about fall of last year is when I started looking at, you know, putting together the Wrestling Time Machine as its own separate podcast, right?
All right. Okay.
And so I put out the call like, hey, who's interested in checking this out, you know, in doing this project? Because this is going to be a bit of an investment because what I'm looking for is somebody who can sit and watch, say, a given month's worth of professional wrestling, and then we're going to talk about it, right? So what we did, you know, she reached out and we started, you know, hammering out the details. And this was something we really got into. It was, you know, and it wound up being like, I mean, there's so much of it that's so bad because right now we just finished June of 1995.
If I may interrupt for a minute, did you pick 95 as kind of the unofficial start to the Attitude Era?
Yeah, what we did was we when we were talking about the details, we had a couple different ways that we could start this. And I'm going to send you, this is the link to my ring announcing debut.
Okay.
Okay. When we started talking about doing the podcast, there were a couple different starting points that we could have gone with. And partially what it boiled down to was what was going to be available for us to watch. Because on the network, especially at the time, WCW Saturday Night wasn't available.
Right, right? Yes, because they added that in later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nitro didn't debut until September of 1995.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already kind of into this project. I was already in, say, very early 97, right? Kind of doing this on my own and working on the column and everything. So when she reached out, you know, I didn't just want to necessarily start with 97. I would have been happy with that. But I thought, you know, okay, there are a couple different ways we can do this. We can either start where I'm at in 97. That's fine. Or we can, say, go back to, you know, 94 when Hogan joins WCW, which would have been, I think that would have been a good starting point, too, because that's a big deal.
Yeah, no, it is. It is a big deal. But you still have about another year and a half of really schlocky wrestling, to use that adjective. Yeah.
Yeah, before you even get to anything. And so, you know, we kind of talked about it, and it's like, if we did Hogan joining WCW in 94, that's really, you know, we're kind of starting about halfway through the year, right?
Right.
So what we decided to do was we decided to start with January of 95.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, we were able to thankfully find through some means or another, some, some WCW Saturday Night broadcasts for that year, right? And we figured, you know, this will be okay because this only means we only have, say, about 9 months of Saturday Night to watch before we get to Nitro. And so, you know, we started delving into it, and now we're actually at the point where we've got some premium content available. What we do there is, so we have to watch this wrestling, right?
Right, and let's tell the listeners at home, you're watching all three, right?
You're watching
WWE, ECW, and WCW.
That's right. We are watching Monday Night Raw. Currently, we're watching Monday Night Raw, WCW Saturday Night, and ECW Hardcore TV.
Okay. So that's a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, and that's also including, you know, the months given pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we figured we have to watch, you know, this wrestling anyway. And what we're doing is we have some premium content available right now. So what we have is we have, you know, since we're watching this wrestling anyway, the pay-per-views that we have to watch, what we'll do is we'll get together and we'll record, again, just riffing on them live. Sort of like, again, not to draw this analogy too much, but just sort of like MST3K, where we're sitting down and we're watching this month's given pay-per-view. We also like to go into some trivia before we really delve into it, you know, just sort of like attendance, box office, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So you get some knowledge and Easter eggs to kind of take away with what you get. But, you know, we sit and we watch and we riff on it. Like, we just finished June of 95, so we just finished King of the Ring. 1995, which, if anybody's listening who's not familiar with this is the year of the Kiss My Foot match with Bret the Hitman Hart and Jerry the King Lawler, and the year that Mabel won the King of the Ring.
Yes, Mabel.
Yeah.
I was trying to think who won it, and I was thinking a couple years in advance. I'm like, is that when Billy Gunn won it? But then I was like, no, because he was still with the Smoking Guns. But Mabel, yeah. All right. King Mabel.
Yeah.
Yes.
King Mabel. And, you know, it's just, it's really not great, some of it, but it's still fun. Like, even though we're riffing on it and talking about it, like, we come at it from a place of, like, we love wrestling, so this is fun for us.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely, most definitely. So if I can go back for a minute, you said in 2000 you started watching wrestling, so what led you to start watching it?
You know, that's a good question. This is a story I love telling. So I was born in 88,
mm-hmm.
and I was, like, right at the tail end of, like, Hulkamania and everything, sort of. So when I was real young, I was into wrestling, too. You know, just being like two or three, and it's just like, yeah, wrestling, right?
Right.
And there was some kind of, I don't know exactly what happened, but the short of it is I fell down and hurt myself on a toy wrestling ring.
Okay.
So because this happens, my mom decides that's it. Wrestling is banned. It's over. No more. So I'm not at an age where it's like this makes a huge difference for me. It's just that's no longer on. So I grew up without a lot of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to that year about 2000, 2001. You know, I'm getting into video games and everything like that. And my cousin, Pat, has a PlayStation. And he has the second SmackDown game. I think it's Know Your Role.
Yes, I believe that would be the one.
Yeah, and he gets this, and I'm just completely sucked in to what's happening in this, especially The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Here's this guy who, he comes out on a motorcycle, and they start his entrance music off like a horror movie, and he just looks awesome. He's got, like, you know, all this denim and tattoos, and he's completely just totally nasty looking, and I'm just like, this is it, this is the dude, man.
So the American Badass Undertaker is what drew you in, not classic Undertaker,
right?
Oh, okay. All,
yeah,
right,
that's exactly right. It was the American Badass Undertaker.
All right,
drew me completely in, and I was just like, this is it, I'm a wrestling fan now. You know, so I really got into it, and getting from the games and then getting into, like, Raw and SmackDown and watching a lot of that. Like, I really started watching, really hardcore started watching wrestling probably about probably about that same year, because I can remember the WWE doing like the tribute after 9/11. Mm-hmm. I can remember Undertaker's feud with Maven and the Hardy Boys, and him having the hardcore title. So it's like all of this was just, there was something about it that just kind of drew me in, just the pageantry, the storytelling, you know, what these guys were doing and how they were willing to put their bodies on the line, you know, just to tell a story.
Okay. All right. Well, I actually, by the way, I only chuckled because I too had my mom get mad about wrestling, and I was grounded from wrestling for a while. So I could totally understand where you're coming from. We happened to go to a friend of the family's house because we didn't have cable early on. And I was watching cable, you know, and, you know, there was this bloodbath between Jimmy Snuka and the Magnificent Morocco. My mother got very upset. Yeah. And I was grounded from wrestling for a while. And I'm like, but mom, that was that match. Not every match is that way. But it didn't matter, man. I was grounded for a while. So I totally empathize with that. I totally empathize. Yeah. So who are some of your favorite wrestlers?
So some of my favorite wrestlers, if I had to, you know, kind of narrow it down to a list, I would say The Undertaker is probably number one for me. Mm-hmm. Raven is probably number two. Edge is another big one. CM Punk, Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho. Currently, like some of my more, currently my favorite ones are, like, I'm a huge Kevin Owens fan, Dean Ambrose, Sami Zayn, Cesaro. There's also, to a lesser degree, Eric Young. I'm just kind of now getting caught up with NXT to that point. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I dropped off TNA, God, a couple years ago, back when, I mean, probably back when Kevin Nash was feuding with, like, the X Division. Is when I dropped off with TNA.
Sadly, I dropped off when they started moving from Spike TV to all those other rinky-dink channels that I do not get on my cable. And I'm like, I'm not really going to pay that much attention. So,
yeah.
And it's a shame because they do have some talented people down there. But, you know, when you're bounced around to these low-budget cable channels that nobody gets, you know, I'm not really going to go out of my way, you know, to try to find it.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing appealing to me about watching wrestling on the TV Guide network.
Right, because at my mom's house, that's exactly when it was on. It's on the split screen, and it's like, I don't want to watch this, you know?
Yeah.
I gotcha. Most definitely.
Yeah. So anymore, like, we don't have cable here at the apartment, so I don't really watch, like, regularly Raw or SmackDown or anything at this point. Like, I'm hoping to jump into 205 Live when I get to that point. Mm-hmm. But, like, anymore, we watch a lot of Chikara for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan of just about everything Chikara's done. Like, I can't even really pick a favorite wrestler with Chikara because they're all just so amazing. And they have such a great, like, pedigree. Like, Cesaro is a Chikara alumni.
Mm-hmm. Luke Harper was there for a while.
Luke Harper. You have, I think, Daniel Bryan wrestled there a little bit. Mm-hmm. You have Ruby Riott in the WWE now, and she was in the Women's Invitational. Kimberly.
Yep.
Also, I mean, just Chikara is, like, I can't recommend it highly enough to anybody who's never heard of it because it's so much fun. Like, it's equal parts wrestling and comics, and it's just kind of married in a way that is just, it's fun. I mean, they kind of, like, watching WWE anymore is sort of like being in a really weird abusive relationship. Like,
I've never heard it described that way. That is fantastic.
It's fun. Like, when it's good, it's really good. Right?
Yes.
But when it's bad, it's really bad.
Right. Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, case in point, I mean, I'll just give an example from my opinion. I think that it's really bad what they're doing with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, like, I don't, like, I mean, I have very complicated feelings on Ronda Rousey. I respect her as an athlete, but as a person, I can't get behind her because she's like a Sandy Hook truther.
Oh, okay.
And she's what's commonly called a TERF, a trans exclusionary radical feminist. Like, it's just, it's, it's sort of like
Bobby. Bobby, you're schooling me on some stuff here. I'm just telling you right now, listeners. Yeah. This is some deep shit right here. So go ahead.
So it's complicated feelings to have about something like Ronda Rousey. Like we're in this age where it's like there's so much available about your favorite people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And it's such a weird two-edged sword where it's like, oh man, so-and-so is so great. I love them. And then it's like suddenly, oh no, your fave is problematic. This is what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, again, like Ronda Rousey, like, yeah, I can sit and watch a gif of her, you know, break somebody's arm in UFC. And that's cool from an athletic standpoint, I guess. But like at the same time, it's like, I don't really want to be putting money into her pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't that deep. I just feel like they just totally screwed up how to do anything with her in the WWE right now. You know, that's where I was coming from, is I think that they've really butchered what could have been an awesome build.
I think what they're doing with her is kind of interesting. I'm a big fan of Nia Jax, in the women's division. I've been a really big kind of proponent for her since I saw her debut in NXT. And it's just because she's so much different than what the traditional WWE idea of a female superstar is supposed to be. And it's like, I want Nia Jax to succeed because I think she's great. And I just like, I want to see WWE evolve beyond that point where it's like, you know, okay, all of our female superstars have to look like this, right?
You're right, yeah, yeah.
And so, like, I don't think you're wrong with as far as, like, the build,
mm-hmm.
because I think it's been a really weird, kind of complicated mess. I mean, everybody kind of knows the only reason that, like, they did the mixed tag match at WrestleMania is because there was concern over whether or not Rousey could go an entire match by herself.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And that match turned out really well. I give them props. They did a very good job with that match.
I think they did the best they could with what they had.
Yeah.
It was really weird to see that, like, man, Triple H and Kurt Angle have not aged well. and they weren't, like, and Ronda was doing most of the heavy lifting in the match.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they did the best they could with what they had. I'm in a really weird place with somebody like Ronda Rousey coming in to the WWE as an outsider, because I've just been burned on guys like Lesnar.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Right.
I have been very vocally, like, if you go back and listen to pick just about any episode of Nerd Trick Strangers, and you can hear about how vocally negative I am about Brock Lesnar, because it's as far as Lesnar goes, I've been ticked off with him ever since he left after WrestleMania 20. Basically, just because, like, this company gave you the world on a silver platter. You have your own private jet. You have your own private bus. And you have the unmitigated gall to complain about travel.
True. Like, yeah, very true. Very true.
And then you're going to just up and leave for football. That doesn't pan out. And then we do the UFC. Okay, that's great. We have to quit the UFC now, so I guess it's back to wrestling.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's never felt to me that, like, the reason... So some of those guys I listed as my favorite professional wrestlers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want somebody in wrestling who's going to be passionate about it. Like, I think that's what brings you to the dance in a lot of ways. And to have somebody like Lesnar, like, if they even just wanted to use him as just, like, a draw, that's fine. Like, once in a while. But mm-hmm. there's no reason for him to be champion. And especially when, if you're asking fans to invest in, like, say, like, a six-hour show.
Oh, God, yeah. Exactly.
And that's what the pay-per-views have gotten to now.
I know. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
And the main event is 5 minutes. Nobody's walking away happy after that.
Nope.
Especially when it's these, like, fantasy card matches where it's like Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar. It's like, oh, okay, yeah. I might not like Lesnar, but I'm there for that match. Oh, wow. It's over already. Like, that's not good booking. Or, you know, when you do the same thing with, like, Strowman and Lesnar or Reigns and Lesnar, like, none of those matches should be over in 5 minutes. And it feels like anymore, like, they're over. I just jerk my headset around. It feels like those matches are over in that amount of time because Lesnar can't go that long.
Well, let's switch gears for a moment. All right. If you don't mind, so we've ranted and raved about the state of pro wrestling today. And, I totally agree where you're coming from in regards to Lesnar. I think when he first returned and they were using him more as a special attraction, I was totally with him. But I agree with you here. Now that he's champ and they can't seem to get the belt off of him, it's running its course. I agree.
Yeah.
But let's switch a little bit and talk a little bit about comics, because that's another topic that you cover in Nerdfic Stranger. So who are some of your favorite comics or superheroes?
So comics and superheroes, I'm a really big fan of DC.
Okay.
I'm a really big fan of Batman and the Joker.
Okay.
Like, I've actually got a bat symbol tattoo on my upper left shoulder and a Joker tattoo on my upper right. Mm-hmm. And so I've always been a pretty big fan of DC. I like... You know, any more, like, I mean, I grew up and I read a lot of, like, the grim and gritty comics, like the Dark Knight stuff by Frank Miller, Watchmen, The Crow. Like, all of those are great books. Any more, like, I'm more about reading what's fun.
Okay. Understandable.
So, yeah. So, like, any more, I'm reading a lot of, say, like, Squirrel Girl from Marvel, Ms. Marvel, the Boom Studios Power Rangers book. I actually just started reading a really good book today called Hench Girl, and this is by Dark Horse, is who puts it out, and it's a pretty good comic. It's by Kristen Gudsnuck. I might not be pronouncing that name right, but the basic of, like, the gist of it is, you know, it's about this girl probably like in her early to mid 20s, maybe early 30s, who's the henchman in this guy's, like, you know, this sort of like C or D list level crime lord's gang, right?
Okay.
And it's pretty fun because it pokes a lot of, like, it's sort of a love letter to kind of comics, kind of in the same way that books like Astro City are.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. So, like, I just started that. So I read a lot of things like DC's Bombshells. Mm-hmm. Is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Batman 66 book for a while there. I was really digging that before they canceled that.
Yeah.
You know, just those kind of books. Like, I struggle to kind of vocalize it, but it's just like books that are fun.
No, I totally understand. I've been reading they put out the Marvel Star Wars from the 70s. Called the Epic Collections, and those are so much fun. I totally agree with you. Like, it's just, you can kind of just read it and enjoy it, and you don't have to take it so seriously, and you're not so, you know, in depth into, you know, the story.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love, like, classic, like, Silver Age comics. Like, those are a lot of fun. I mean, you go back and you read, like, any of, say, like, the old, like, Metal Men comics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are a ton of fun. You know, any Silver Age Marvel or DC is bound to be, like, a good book. Like, I've been meaning to check out Gwenpool. I've heard some pretty good things, but I haven't had a chance to check that out just yet.
Well, speaking of comics, I met you at Space this year when you we were at the gaming panel for Whisper City Wrestling, and I was curious, was it your first time at Space?
No, I've been going to Space for a couple years. I wasn't exhibiting just yet. My wife, Yvette, has her own business. Yvette Makes Things, that you can check out at YvetteMakesThings.com. And she exhibits at Space because she does her own comics.
Mm-hmm.
And she also does, like, crafts, like jewelry, badges, homemade, like, Wrestle Buddies. She just finished doing Jake the Snake Roberts and Hacksaw Jim Dugan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And those actually come with, like, their own props, like
the snake Jake, and the 2x4.
Jake comes with a snake. Yeah, he comes with, like, a little burlap sack that's got, like, a little snake in it, and then Hacksaw comes with a little American flag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we might do the 2x4 later, but that's a little bit of a harder prop to make.
I imagine it would be. Yeah.
And we're actually getting ready to do another show in July. I'm trying to think of the name of it. I think it's the Ohio Toy and Comic Show on July probably I think the second weekend of July, I believe. And what we're going to be doing, she's going to have, I believe, the Ultimate Warrior and Andre the Giant Wrestle Buddies.
Cool.
So, yeah, we've been doing space for a couple years. You know, it's just a great way to kind of support the local independent press community and get to know, you know, new creators. Because even though space is kind of sort of more of like an Ohio show, it's never exclusive to Ohio. I mean, we always get like really great creators and people from all around,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of the more neighboring states and everything. So it's a really good chance to meet new creators and kind of network and support the community. So we've been doing it for a couple years.
And once again, that website is eventmakesthings.com, and Event yep. is spelled EVETTE.
Yep. That's right. Yeah.
So if you're interested in checking out some of the Wrestle Buddies, you have them over on the website, correct?
Yes, we have them on the website. I don't think we have Hacksaw and Jake up just yet, but we're working on getting those up. I'm actually going to see if I can drop a picture of both of those in the chat for you, because, yeah, they're pretty fun.
You know what? Funny you mentioned the chat. I didn't even open haven't opened them yet.
Yeah.
So, anywho, yeah, hey, speaking of podcasting, since that's something that we obviously share here, what do you feel are the pros and cons of podcasting? What's the best part? What's the worst part?
So, you know, I don't know that I would say there's any necessarily bad part. I, you know, certainly I feel like I invest time and money into this,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of one of those things where it's like, because it's something I love doing, it never feels like work. I think the most where it feels like work is going to be when we do, you know, when I'm working on the column or when I'm working on, you know, kind of getting through the watch list sometimes for Wrestling Time Machine, just because like WCW Saturday night is really kind of a slog because it's just there are so many squash matches.
Exactly. I was just going to mention that there's yeah. so many. It's always some jobber versus, you know, Ultimo Dragon or whomever. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
It is a slog, I bet. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And those are the Jake, the Snake Wrestle Buddies. And
yeah.
The
I see them. Those are pretty tight, man. I like this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were pretty proud of those. So, I mean, I think that's probably the most where it feels like work, but I wouldn't say there's necessarily a downside.
Okay.
I think the best thing for me is sort of checking, like seeing where our downloads are and just seeing that, you know, people are listening to these, right? Like that blows my mind that people invest time to listen to us. And, you know, we always try to make the shows inclusive. We always try to, you know, put the call out like, hey, this is as much, you know, our listeners' shows as it is ours. So we always encourage people to like email us or you know, get out to us. And I've actually started a third podcast where we do tabletop gaming.
Oh, okay.
No.
Is that so when you're talking about tabletop gaming, what specifically are you referring to? Like for those listeners at home that might be a little bit clueless onto that, what that term means.
So tabletop gaming is any sort of, say, like role-playing gaming that involves rolling dice, being in character. You know, a lot of people kind of colloquially think of it as, say, like D&D, mm-hmm. Dungeons and Dragons. And that's kind of like, I mean, that's sort of like the kind of primordial ooze that tabletop gaming has evolved out of. And we do one that's actually based on Pokemon currently called Pokemon Mind and Body. And we actually, you know, we're not all together.
Mm-hmm.
So we do it through Skype and we do it through a website called Roll20, which is it's a hosting website specifically for that kind of gaming. You have what's called like a game master or dungeon master. And, you know, that person gets kind of put into like an administrator role. And what they do is they can use Roll20 to create like a game room where they're setting up, like they're going to create a map and everything like that. And then you can go there and you can do everything that you need to do just like on a Skype call. That podcast is probably one of the other ones that gets a little bit more labor intensive, just because with that, you know, there's a lot of work involved, sort of like post-recording, a lot of editorial work that we have to, that I have to do for it, where, you know, I actually go through and for each, you know, I'm scoring the episodes with music and sound effects and everything like that.
And I want to know if you're anything like me. When you are done editing a podcast, do you ever listen to it? Because I don't, because I hear the podcast 12 times. I'm like, yeah. I don't need to hear it anymore. I'm just uploading it and away it goes. So are you the same way or?
So generally, I do try to listen to the episodes, just because, like, with the Wrestling Time Machine and Nerdfix Strangers, like, there's not a whole lot of editing that goes into that. Sure. I mean, to sort of, like, break, you know, again, to break kayfabe, there's not a whole lot of editing that goes into that. Generally, with those, it's, you know, dividing up some different tracks, sticking an opener on them and a closer, and uploading them, right? But right. with... Yeah. Pokemon Mind and Body, editing that can be sometimes like a 14-hour gig where I'm sitting and, you know, with a tabletop game like that, with the nature of it, with the recording, there's a lot of like dead air. There's a lot of pauses. There's a lot of things that have to get cut out. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there, you know, through Audacity, that's the editing program I'm using, and I'm going through and I'm cutting all that out and trying to make it cohesive and still entertaining. And then when that's all said and done, then I have to put the music underneath, gotcha. Make sure the music cues are on point and everything. And so that's a lot more labor intensive. But even after I'm done with that, I still try to listen to it afterwards to sort of see how it sounds. Because it's one thing for me to like listen to it in Audacity. It's a whole nother thing to like listen to it once it's complete.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I wish I had the same gumption, but there's just for me sometimes, man, you know, I too don't do a lot of editing on my episodes, but when there is some editing to be done, it's like, I've heard this 12 times. Yeah. I'm good. So, all right, as we're getting close up to about 50 minutes here, let me, Bobby, put you on the spot. You know, who has been your favorite guest that you've had on one of your podcasts?
Ooh. You know, that's really hard. I think probably one of my favorite guests here recently, mm-hmm. it has been Travis Huckabee from Chikara. Mm-hmm. We actually just had him on for the Wrestling Time Machine podcast. And, you know, it just kind of blew my mind that here's a professional wrestler who wants to sit down and do the homework for this podcast and watch all this bad wrestling and talk with us about it. Like, my mind was just blown because and that's not to say like any of my other guests have been or our other guests haven't been fun. I mean, they all have been in their own ways.
Right.
With the Wrestling Time Machine, though, it's a bit more of a commitment, you know, to say to somebody, okay, if you want to do this, this is what we're doing. This is like 40 hours of professional wrestling we're going to watch. And then we're going to break it down and talk about it, right?
So it's basically you're putting in a work week of sitting there watching pro wrestling.
Exactly. I mean, if I was getting paid to do this, like it's a full work week almost.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
So, I mean, to have somebody who wanted to do that with us, especially because like when anytime somebody reaches out to be a guest through the Wrestling Time Machine, I always try to give them an out. Okay, this is how this podcast works. This is what we do. You know, I understand this is a lot to ask. If you want to do something else, we can try to work that out.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, everybody who's reached out, because we've got Razorhawk of the Cyberhawks 2000 from Chikara, who also wants to be on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, everybody who's kind of reached out has been just like, oh, no, I'm down for this. Please give me all the bad wrestling you can. Okay. You know, so it's been a lot of fun having Travis on. And that was a real fun time. I would say, you know, just about any of our other guests that we've had on Nerdfix Strangers all of them have just been such a delight to work with and have been so much fun to have on. And it's been it's been such a rewarding experience to help promote their work.
Yeah, right. Well, with that, Bobby, do you have any upcoming projects you want to talk about real quick before we close up shop?
The only thing I can say is just check out nerdfixstrangers.com, check out Pokemon Mind and Body, and check out the Wrestling Time Machine. And if you can look us up. You can find us on those websites I mentioned earlier. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter and iTunes. And I mean, other than that, that's really all I can promote.
All right, man. Well, you know what? I appreciate you coming on, man.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of this break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Bobby Fischer, a fellow podcaster that's out there putting his content out for the world to hear. And, of course, check out nerdficstrangers.com. It's a one-stop shop for all the information, whether you're talking about the columns or the two podcasts, Wrestling Time Machine and Nerdfic Strangers, is probably the best place to go. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, let me know if you like the episode or not. And you can do that a couple different ways. First of all, you can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at pvdmvp. And you can leave me a message over on the Facebook page of this podcast. That, of course, being facebook.com/pvdcast. And don't forget, in case you want to tell somebody, I mean, I already know that you know where to get this podcast, but maybe you want to tell somebody where you can get it. There's 8 different ways that you can get it. PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, is one place. Of course, it's also available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, the Echo Network, and now the Podcast Agogo Network. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. So I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent, people.